I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. We've all seen our fair share of masks, whether they are of a scary movie character like Freddy Krueger or superheroes like Batman. But what about a large, dark, wooden, helmet-like mask decorated with long tresses of scraggly animal fur along the hairline and hundreds of porcupine quills sprouting from the top? Sound interesting? The mask described is a ritual helmet mask created by the Komo Society of the Bamana Empire in Mali. The Komo is a power association of priests and knowledgeable elders that form the Bamanan social institution. This mask is only seen by those who have been initiated into the Komo Society and during special ceremonies. Although the mask and the ceremony it is worn for is very intimidating, the mask and the spirit it represents is a good character. The daunting mask represents the culture's profound knowledge, and the Komo leaders use the mask to assert their power, ward off criminals, and fight evil forces that may harm their tribe. You can see this amazing mask and many other examples of African art in Muncie at the David Owsley Museum of Art.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Samantha Earhart for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.